building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Sometime this hour, I'm not going to tell you when, because that's all part of a devious plot to get you to listen longer. It's called a tease.
We're on the air right now.
Coming up sometime this hour, McDonald's employees reveal three shocking secrets about the drive-thru window. Three things about the drive-thru window you did not know. And our own Alex in the newsroom, turns out, was a McDonald's manager for a while. And
he
can verify these things.
A man of many skills. Unless they're pooping on my Big Mac, I don't really care.
Would you notice?
Well,
you're going to have to tune in.
Stay tuned. All right. So, man, I've been speed reading this thing. It's an article in the Atlantic, so it's got to be Moby Dick length. It's just unbelievable. It's incredibly long. But the long story short is the meth that we all grew up with.
Ah, those were the good old days, huh? Mom, dad, and the kids doing old-style meth when it was just fun recreation.
Mom and the aunts out in the kitchen, and the daughters asking if they could help, and the little boys running around in the backyard, he says, engaging in gender stereotypes. All cooking up the family meth for Sunday dinner. Yep, good times. You know, the preamble to what I'm about to tell you, one of the main problems of misdiagnosing societal ills is that you stop trying to understand what's going on. You just lean on your old comfortable explanation and you stop investigating. For instance, the bums and junkies crisis.
I had noticed.
Infected. It's horrible. All the blue states and cities in America. Some of the more conservative places are starting to see it just by extension. I mean, you're next door to a blue city and you got bums and junkies flooding out. People are losing their minds. There are rampant mental illness. Everybody knows that. Anybody who's realistic who deals with bums and junkies knows we've got a serious problem with mental illness. And Jack, as you often point out, a lot of these people are mentally ill because they've melted their minds with drug use.
We got to figure out as a society what we do with that. I mean, well, if you're talking about you're not going to treat somebody at the hospital because they didn't get the vaccine, how much money do you spend on mental health care for somebody who ruined their own brain with drugs?
Right, right. So with the comfortable, progressive explanation for the homelessness that, well, it's simply that housing prices are high and people can't afford it. They're one paycheck away from being evicted. Too many evictions. Mean landlords. Yes, that's it. High rent and mean landlords.
The rich get richer.
That's why we have thousands of junkies living in our parks, right? Turns out that, getting back to the meth thing, the meth your grandma used to cook up with her biker boyfriend and all the meth the cartels were making and everything, it got too hard to get ephedrine, which, you remember, they were, you know, buying up the Sudafed, that sort of thing. Ephedrine's actually naturally occurring. I did not know this. It comes from a plant.
Did not know that either. So that's when it became so hard to just get your dang cold medicine when you go to the pharmacy.
Right, right, exactly. They had Sudafed locked up like it was, I don't know, nuclear weapons.
Because Walter White was buying it all up.
Well, as it turns out, the crackdown on people getting ephedrine has been pretty effective. The cartels in Mexico are cranking out all of the meth now. You should know that. The whole Southwestern Walter White biker gang thing, no, it's all the cartels, the meth in America. They're having trouble getting ephedrine, so they're using the stuff called P2P. It's a long chemical name. They're making the meth out of this stuff, which I won't bore you with the details, partly because I don't really understand them, but it produces two kinds of meth. One is the get you high, and the other just makes your heart pound and makes you super edgy, but it doesn't make you feel high at all. And separating the two is very difficult chemically, and it's beyond the abilities of most, illegal drug manufacturers. Anyway, long story short, so this new kind of meth that's on the streets now is also causing mental illness. It's terrible for your brain. People think they're taking quote-unquote meth, but meth is a long list of chemical processes and that's then distilled down into a powder or whatever. This is a different set of chemicals produced differently, and it is ruining people's brains. And I can't believe I hadn't heard this till now. But there's a zillion word article in Atlantic where they're quoting this guy who's been with the DEA forever, and this is his deal. He's like the reverse Walter White from Breaking Bad. He figures out what's on the street, reverse engineers it, figure out, all right, how are they making it, what chemicals are they using, where are they probably getting the chemicals, that sort of thing. And he says this is new stuff, and it is bad.
So, do you get the sense that one or a couple of times can ruin your brain, or is this got to be something you do a lot? Or?
That's not clear to me. Not clear to me at all.
It's
again,
probably not very clear to the scientists.
Yeah, I've plowed through this. I've plowed through this as quickly as I could.
Man, meth need to get worse. That's one of the problems we got going on with the whole drug conversation. It seems to me. Is that a lot of the people having the conversation as we get more lenient toward drugs are talking about drugs that marijuana, meth, whatever, cocaine, whatever, the way it was when they were doing it,
yes,
30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And most of these drugs are way different now than they were then.
Right, right. So, quoting the Atlantic now, why is P2P meth producing such pronounced symptoms of mental illness in so many people? No one I spoke with knew for sure. One theory is that much of the meth contains residue of toxic chemicals used in its production or other contaminants. That combined with the drug's potency today might accelerate the mental deterioration that ephedrine-based meth can also produce, though usually over a period of months or years, not weeks. So people are losing their minds in weeks from this drug.
Wow.
Meth or opioids or other drugs might also interact in particularly toxic ways. They just haven't been able to study it in rats or what have you. Then there's a bunch of pictures of Skid Row in L.A., which if you've never seen it, is just astonishing. L.A. has long been the nation's homelessness capital, but as in many cities, large and small, the problem has worsened greatly in recent years. In the L.A. area, homelessness more than doubled from 2012 to 2020. And this the chemist guy told me that most visible homelessness, people sleeping on sidewalks or in tents that now crowd many of the city's neighborhoods, was clearly due to the new meth. There was a sea change with respect to meth being the main drug of choice beginning in about 2008. Now it's the number one drug. And here's your punchline, and thank you to this journalist in The Atlantic for writing this. Remarkably, Jack, meth rarely comes up in city discussions on homelessness or in newspaper articles about it. Mitchell, the chemist, called it the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. There's a desire not to stigmatize the homeless as drug users.
Oh, that's so crazy. Remember that study in Seattle where they decided 90% of the homeless were drug addicts? 90%.
Yeah.
So it's not stigmatizing the homeless as drug users if 90% are drug addicts.
Right.
That's just what is.
Well, then it quotes this drug counselor in beautiful Bend, Oregon, one of my favorite places. P2P meth seems to produce the addiction and mental illness that contribute to homelessness much more quickly, says this counselor gal. It took me 12 years of using before I was homeless. Now, within a year, these people are homeless.
Wow.
So many homeless camps have popped up around Central Oregon. Huge camps on Bureau of Land Management land with tents and campers and roads. They've cleared themselves, and almost everyone's using. You're trying to help someone get clean, and they live in a camp where almost everyone is using.
Did you say how long this new meth has been around?
Prevalently? I'd have to scroll back. It came in and out and then more and more in, like in the 2010 and on.
Okay,
era.
Well, then it's been long enough that the entire homeless crisis may be because of this.
Virtually all of it. In fact, I think it's so big a share, you could say that and be close enough to right, you might as well.
Wow! Wouldn't that be something? If really what we've got going on here is a crisis about a new drug that's on the street. The way they looked at gangs and deaths and crack cocaine back in the, 80s? It was just seen as a crack epidemic. That's what's causing all this problem. That's what's causing all the gangs and the killings and the whole thing is because of crack. Let's take on crack. That might be what's going on with the homeless thing.
It is a P2P meth crisis.
They need to give it a different name. That would be helpful so we separate meth out.
Well, right. It's like just continually referring to beer, no matter if it's like Michelob Light or Mad Dog 2020, well, which is a wine, but you get my point, malt liquor, which is way, way, way stronger. Yeah. This is a different drug.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that would be very helpful if we came to a realization that, no, this is what's going on. There's a brand new kind of meth out there, highly addictive, ruins your brain.
Yeah, we ought to book this Sam Quinones, who wrote the piece for The Atlantic, and do an extra large podcast with him or something. But, you know, we'll have the link for you at armstrongandgetty.com. It's enormously long. Scan it, scroll it, whatever you want to do. But those of you who care about the decay of whatever town you live in, this looks like it could be the answer.
Good on The Atlantic for digging into that.
Yep, here, here.
Three shocking secrets about the McDonald's drive-thru we should get to. Also, the Biden administration rolling out their plan to vaccinate kids 5 to 11. We'll revisit some of the stats on just how deadly this disease has been for children across America. Here's a hint. Not very.
Not at all.
Stay tuned for all that. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Because of COVID lockdowns and labor shortages and a lack of shipping containers, everything you want is either not made yet, stuck on a boat, or waiting for a trucker who can't drive because the Gatorade bottle he needs to pee in is stuck on a boat or hasn't been made yet. And now global supply chain problems are leading to empty shelves at grocery stores. It's so bad that Whole Foods has had to change their name to Part Foods.
Supply chain thing is going to be a problem. Maybe jokes about it will be a problem too, but supply chain thing will be a problem. We forgot to mention this yesterday. Rachel Levine was sworn in as the first openly transgender female four-star admiral. So if you're worried about whether or not we're up to the task of taking on China, it's looking good.
I'm sorry. How is that related to military capability?
I can only assume it's helpful. Why else would we be hearing about it? I'm going to try to get all these little stories jammed in. McDonald's says, they put a pig kidney in a human, and the human didn't reject it. It's the first time ever, so good news. Pig kidney. Now, the guy grew a curly tail, but he is otherwise fine. He's seeing a tailor to get his pants adjusted, but he's got a new kidney, so that's
He'll be fine. Yeah.
McDonald's employees reveal shocking secrets about the drive-thru window. This is before I get to the vaccine for kids stuff. This is some things you probably ought to know. Workers can hear everything customers say even before the mic turns on to take the order. So while you're sitting there having your conversation about this place, I'll probably get my order wrong. Everybody here sucks. And then you hear, can we help you today? What can we get you? They've been listening to you before you hear that and they start talking to you. If you're up there at the window, you get your window rolled down, they can hear you before anything happens. That's worth knowing.
I think I'd assumed that.
I don't think I had assumed that.
I think, no, maybe not, but I'm always careful what I say. Around an open mic, you know.
I didn't know it was an open mic. I didn't know the mic was open until I hear the thing. I mean, just, I never thought about it, but I kind of think subconsciously I've just assumed I'm kind of in private having a conversation right now until they come on. And that's right. Why I get, you know, so many loogies in my sandwiches.
Maybe it's never dawned on me because I've never had the desire to say anything that all I'm saying is, what do you want? I think I'm going to have the number 12.
You never had, like, an argument with your kids or wife or anything? Or
oh, probably.
Said something, you know, about somebody else to a friend in the car or whatever?
Probably.
Got to be a number of colorful things that people say while they're waiting, thinking nobody's listening. So they are listening. Also, they're taking your picture. I didn't know that. They take a mugshot photo of you while you're there so that they can get the orders right. But I had no idea that they were taking my picture while I'm sitting there.
Huh.
So they're listening to me and taking pictures of me. Bastards.
So, I'm not much on the fast food lately. So,
well, aren't you just a saint?
Yeah, well, that may overstate it a bit, but yeah, it's been a while. Although I had an Arby's the other day.
There you go.
That was a good sandwich.
Heck yeah, and it's good.
Really
it's
good.
Delicious. It's not low rent. It's delicious.
Oh, no. It was a fabulous sandwich. It was like this beef brisket sandwich. It's fantastic. We're going to get a chicken sandwich, but you know who was adding a line, you know, halfway around the globe.
And Pig Kidney's not a bad name for a band, by the way. Pig Kidney. The White House is rolled out today. Their plan to vaccinate kids ages 5 to 11. So the approval has come in from the FDA. Is that right already? Or are they anticipating the approval? Either way, kids are going to start getting shots, and at least some places they're mandating your kid get the shot before they're allowed to be in school. So we're all going to have to make a decision on whether or not we want to do this. Ben Shapiro tweets out that Marty McCary, who writes for the New York Times and is with Johns Hopkins and is a respected voice on the whole vaccine, he dug into the numbers on kids dying from COVID. We've talked about this a number of times. Throughout the entire year and a half, there have been fewer than 500 deaths of anyone under the age of 18 total. 0 to 18, less than 500 in a year and a half in the third biggest country in the world. That is nobody. You dig into it even farther, as Marty McCary has done, guy with Johns Hopkins and writes for the New York Times, a grand total of between 10 and 20 children that didn't already have significant pre-existing conditions have died of COVID. So if your kid is a healthy kid, there have been 10 to 20 deaths in a year and a half of a country of over 300 million people. That's close to zero.
Right.
Close to no chance your kid dies from COVID.
And the rationale to demand that the kids get jabbed is, well, they could carry it, and then somebody who's unvaccinated or immune compromised or that one in a million vaccinated person who gets really sick, that could blah, blah, blah. But there is no childhood vaccination that has that rationale other than the COVID one.
Plus, if it's true that the antibodies you get from catching the COVID are even better than the vaccine, then your kid getting COVID, it could be a plus for going on to the future if COVID's going to be around the rest of our lives.
Which I've been saying for at least a year, the best thing we could have possibly done is sent all the kids to school and let them get exposed.
Well, for one thing, they'd have learned and not be like 2 years behind in schooling the way they are.
And emotionally scarred, too.
Yeah. That may have been one of the worst decisions we've ever made as a country.
Yeah, but important that we follow the science and follow all the rules, no matter how often they change.
If you miss an hour of the Armstrong and Getty Show, get the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster. Go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug flay-landed petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer Pinkball Excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Mosley Family Sellers Harvest Festival is Saturday, October 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the Caterpillar Industrial Area. Dress up in your favorite costume and join Mosley Family Sellers Harvest Festival featuring a fun-filled afternoon with a pumpkin painting competition for kids and adults, local vendors, yard games, and wine and Halloween candy pairing for those 21 and older. Don't miss this spooktacular event at Mosley Family Cellars on Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Tickets are available at the entrance or online at MosleyFamilyCellars.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I was just looking up at the TV. They've got a coming famine, perhaps, going on in Afghanistan, a hunger crisis, and it might turn into like a for real million children at threat of starving to death sort of famine. It's kind of like the supply chain issues we're dealing with, just for different reasons. You know, you have a government collapse and a totally new regime takeover, and it's hard to get all the systems in place for farmers to grow their food and harvest it and get it to market and get it distributed.
Well, meanwhile, we have a bit of a dilemma in this country in that we are holding tons and tons of the assets of the Afghan government, which has been, you know, essentially kicked out and taken over by the Taliban. Do we give them those billions and billions of dollars in the name of helping feed and medicate the children of Afghanistan, knowing you're supporting an utterly evil, evil regime?
So in the ongoing cancel culture wars in the United States, a lot of people have their eyes on Netflix and the Dave Chappelle special to see if this is a moment where maybe things change. Netflix has decided to continue to air the Dave Chappelle comedy special in which he allegedly says horrible things about trans people. We'll let Joe speak to that as he watched it last night, but Netflix came out roughly a week ago and the CEO basically said, hey, he's very popular and we're not going to cancel him. Well, last night in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, said he screwed up in how he communicated with Netflix employees about Dave Chappelle's recent comedy special. I guess the whole, hey, he's popular. It's a hit show. He feels like he shouldn't have said that, I guess. We have articulated to our employees that there are going to be things you don't like. There are going to be things you might feel are harmful, but we are trying to entertain a world with varying tastes and varying sensibilities and various beliefs, and I think this special is consistent with that. I'm not sure he would say those things if it was some comedian he never heard of that they gave $50,000 to, as opposed to they gave $60 million to Dave Chappelle to put together some specials for him over the years. And while I don't think keeping him is going to help much against cancel culture. I think if Netflix caved and fired him, I think that would mean, all right, it's over. Nobody can cross certain lines and keep their job. I mean, because if Dave Chappelle could be canceled by Netflix, anybody could. Now,
yeah, one of the things he said in his original statement was that he believed content on the screen doesn't directly translate to real-world harm. And I get why he said that, because all of his overwrought, way left employees engage in the cancel culture verbiage that says, you know, speech is violence and this is an unsafe space and I don't feel safe and the rest of it. So you gotta word it more carefully than that, but I get what he's saying.
Joe Rogan came to his defense in Rolling Stone, saying, I'm telling you that Dave Chappelle doesn't hate anyone or anything. He's not that person. His jokes are just that, jokes. Dave Chappelle himself has said recently, our culture has accepted two huge lies. The first is that if you disagree with someone's lifestyle, you must fear or hate them. I agree that that is a lie that culture has accepted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of this or that group.
Yeah, I hate the term homophobia or transphobia. It's insulting. It's pseudoscience. It makes an enormous presumption that's not appropriate.
The second lie that our culture has accepted, according to Dave Chappelle, is that to love someone means you agree with everything they believe, say, or do. Both are nonsense. You don't have to compromise convictions to be compassionate.
Right, I would agree. You know, I watched the whole thing last night, the whole The Closer. I didn't take notes on it or anything, but I was, you know, quite interested in it's...
I thought you'd take notes, wear a lab coat.
Nah, unlikely. It's, first in terms of comedy, it takes a while to get going because it's half commentary and half comedy. It's, it varies in its seriousness and, you know, quest for laughs. It ends up getting more and more funny as it goes. This stuff about transgender folks and the rest of it, it expresses the opinion of roughly 89% of the American public. It's not hateful at all, but it says the whole, you know, people with vaginas thing has gone way, way too far. And it's just, it's overwrought and it's nutty and
I would agree with you that it's gotta be 80 to 90% of America that agrees with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, he makes jokes, but he's a comedian and they're not hurt. They're not hateful jokes. What he's doing is reminding us that changing sexes is a really difficult thing for human beings to deal with. It's odd. It's surprising. It doesn't square with 99% of people's views of the world who can't imagine, you know, all of a sudden being the other sex. And it's not hateful, and it actually ends, I don't want to, you know, spoil it for people who still want to watch it, but it ends with a story he tells about a transgender comedian who ended up killing herself because her own community went after her so hard for not towing the absolute current radical line on transgenderism.
That doesn't sound like a funny story.
No, it's not funny at all, and he's angry about it. And it was very, very moving.
I'm not sure how much political commentary I need out of my comedy specials. I watch Nate Bargatze. It's just one joke after another. He never gets into any serious issue about anything.
Yeah. Chappelle also does a lot of complaining about white people. Dropped 75 N-bombs. I didn't count them, but it was a hell of a lot. A lot of it was just the standard boy or white people dumb stuff that, you know, comedians of color love to give to their audience. George Lopez, it's just, his comedy is awful. It's awful and lazy. That's his entire act. So, you know, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Whatever. If people want to pay to go see that, that's their right.
So the planned walkout there at Netflix by the employees is today. Reports will come in, I suppose, on how many employees actually walked out. I heard a CBS report saying Netflix employees are planning to walk out today, as if it's all of them.
Right.
The other reports I'd heard is that the very, very small number of trans activists within Netflix might stay home today.
Right.
And I'm not even sure all of them will.
You know, the real bias of the media, or one of the biases with the media, is in favor of conflict. They love conflict. And especially if it's conflict over one of these hot, hot issues. And so this sort of thing you'd never hear about in yesteryear. There was some small cadre of Ford employees who were annoyed with something. I would never hear that. And so this stuff all gets blown way out of proportion. But I'm reminded of this quote by John Stuart Mill that I like so much. I pasted it up in the studio where I can look at it. Popular opinions on subjects are often true, but seldom or never the whole truth. They are part of the truth, sometimes a greater, sometimes a smaller part, but exaggerated, distorted, and disjointed from the truths by which they ought to be accompanied and limited. Heretical opinions, on the other hand, are generally some of the suppressed and neglected truths. Bursting the bonds which kept them down, they either seek reconciliation with the truth contained in the common opinion or confronting it as enemies and setting themselves up with similar exclusiveness as the whole truth. The long story short is you have to let people question the truth. You have to let the free exchange of ideas work, because even if you think you have the whole truth, you don't. And it's only in that bumping heads that you get to the whole truth and real understanding. And the desire, the compulsion throughout history for one body or another to say, no, that's enough truth. The truth is frozen. Nobody gets to question it. Nobody gets to discuss it. And anybody who does is in serious trouble. That is evil. That is evil. No matter what the excuse, it's evil. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen in America.
Dave Chappelle, by the way, dedicated his latest special that has gotten so much attention to Norm MacDonald, his friend, partially because Norm MacDonald was so incredibly politically incorrect and was unwilling to not say anything, even if it cost him his job, which it famously did. Ricky Gervais, who's another comedian, celebrating his 60th birthday, said he hopes he lives long enough to see woke generation canceled. Gotta say, though, all these people we've mentioned here, these comedians are like roughly 50 and older. That's a different view of the world than the 20-somethings out there.
Yeah, I
where
would
speech
like,
is violence.
I would like to hear more 20-somethings coming out forcefully against this stuff. The problem is that, generally speaking, in their 20s, they don't have enough status for anybody to listen to them.
Mm.
But, you know, most, you know, although, you know what's funny? I've brought this up a couple of times, that most college campuses, you ask people what they think of cancel culture and such, and the vast majority says they're against it. Well, I'm relying on data from like 4 years ago. From accounts from 4 years ago. I wonder how much it's changed in those 4 years.
No kidding.
I wonder if the disease has gotten even more and more widespread. I don't know. It's ugly, though.
I wish there was a better way to measure these things. Finally, before we take a break, Queen Elizabeth has been told to take a rest. Joe likes any story about the royal family, so I thought I'd bring that to you. Queen Elizabeth has been told by her doctors to take a rest. She had a little gathering with drinks last night with Bill Gates and Boris Johnson. See, based on my experience, if you were announcing that you were having drinks the night before, and the next day you say, you need to take a rest,
yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. The Queen, Bojo, and Bill Gates, recently single, got their drink on.
Hello!
And her doctor said, yeah, you should take a long rest after the, boy, you tied one on last night with Bojo. And newly single Bill Gates is, you know, just he's going through this whole crazy party thing.
Sure, sure. Well, and she could have gotten hammered and gotten lost in Buckingham Palace. It's so enormous. Just wandered around for hours and laid down, fell asleep.
Where's my bedroom? I need to sleep.
Laid her head down on a corgi and went to sleep.
Taking a nap.
She is 95 years old.
Wow.
She canceled her trip to Northern Ireland to take a rest, according to her doctors. She became queen when she was 25. She's 95. She's been queen for 70 years. The whole thing is stupid. And as I mentioned the other day, according to the New York Post, Prince Charles has got plans to turn Buckingham Palace into a museum as soon as she dies and kind of move away from this whole royal family nonsense that it's outlived its usefulness by at least 200 years.
If it wasn't an enormous tourist trap, do you think they would just change the British Constitution or whatever they have?
I don't know about that, but I think she's old enough. She lived back when it kind of meant something still. I mean, she knew people when she was younger that it still meant something to her. But, yeah, it's nothing. It'll be a bigger tourist trap with Buckingham Palace open as a museum, right? That'd have to be one of your top couple things you see if you go to London.
Oh, absolutely.
Walking
number
around
one.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe even number one. So, yeah. Oh, my God. What a cool thing to see. Imagine the history they can tell you about in there. Huh?
They got the big thing. You stick your face through it, and all of a sudden you're King George III, and they take your picture and sell it to you for $19.95. Wouldn't that be jolly?
This is where Princess Diana used to get with Harry's father, the guard.
Boy. Oh,
that sort
geez.
Of stuff.
Oh,
God. No?
Had to go there.
Don't want tawdry?
Working blue. You get to put on the fuzzy black hat, get your picture taken. Good times.
You think they'd let you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Take a carriage ride around the grounds for like $80.
Pretend to behead a commoner. Good times.
Oh, boy.
Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact, vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed.
401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sands, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects. Whether you pick up or we deliver, now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We've never been big on talking about horrifying tragedies on this show. I don't know if any of you read the New York Post. They love to point out the worst thing some mom did to her kid anywhere in the world in detail. And I don't know why anybody wants to hear that. But this is such a cultural touchstone, and a lot of different things came out of this. The school shooting, the worst school shooting ever, when young Nicholas Cruz went in there and killed all those kindergartners. Just awful. You know the story we're talking about there in Parkland, Florida. Anyway, he is just in the courtroom and just made a statement moments ago where he said, and I just think this is interesting, he said, "I'm very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. It brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes," and has pled guilty to the the shootings. Now, I suppose the more cynical among us might be just that's what the lawyers told him to say so he can get the best deal possible. But if indeed that's what he's feeling, you know, what sort of crazy mental illness thing was going on with him? To what extent do you blame him for that? Do you believe in evil? All that different stuff. But
yeah. Well, I don't. There's no better outcome for him based on remorse or anything. I don't think.
No. But it's,
you kill that many high school kids, you're going away forever.
Oh yeah. No doubt. In one capacity or another. Of course, I would have thought if you almost killed Ronald Reagan, you'd go away forever too. And now the dude is out. Or if you kill Bobby Kennedy, I wouldn't think you'd ever get out. If he indeed, his mind snapped, whatever happened, he did the worst thing ever, and now he is okay-ish and, like, sees it, like, through a normal person's brain, I can't even imagine what that must be like for him. As he said, he tortures him every day and he can't live with himself.
Well, I'm not making excuses or anything, but when he did that, he was, you know, a very young man. Swept away by whatever the hell homicidal impulse or temporary crazy it might have been behind it or self-righteousness or desire for vengeance or whatever it was. And there are a hell of a lot of things you grow out of. Unfortunately, if you do something as horrifying, unforgivable, and permanent as he does, there's no coming back. Goodbye.
No, and there shouldn't be.
No. We're putting you in a cage for the rest of your life.
We have the audio. Do you want to hear it? I don't feel like I need to.
No, I don't particularly want to give him voice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There yeah. So, on a cheerier note, how about that Haiti?
How about that Haiti? That's a place, huh?
Third world hellhole. We haven't really talked about that brazen daylight kidnapping of 17 missionary folks, including 5 children, Americans in Haiti. These gangs, I guess, they're the modern equivalent of warlords. They're better armed than the police. They outnumber the police. They run certain parts of Haiti, and they do these kidnappings semi-regularly for ransoms. They're asking for $1 million per the 17 people that they kidnapped. Huge rise in kidnapping crime. The unions now, the transportation unions in Haiti are striking, saying it's too dangerous to do their jobs.
Oh boy.
And they're demanding that the government do something about it, but the government's on the verge of toppling. They had that assassination, recently. So I certainly hope we get our folks back. They're not the Taliban or anything. They're entirely in it for profit. So you'd assume at some point somebody would go ahead and make a deal that got those people back, but I appreciate the Christian charity going to Haiti and trying to help people out, but man, that is a dangerous place.
Yeah, God, no kidding, I'd say.
And you get to that old discussion, and I remember it popped up in various times, you know, people would go to help the poor beleaguered Syrians. Then they'd get snatched up by ISIS.
I ain't doing that. I just ain't.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that makes me a bad person. Then, as you would say, there are plenty of things that make me a bad person. I don't need to focus on that.
Oh, I have a list right here. how much money, how much time, how much energy, how much danger do we spend retrieving somebody who is, you know, in an incredibly dangerous place of their own free will?
Well, I'm not doing that, as I said. Have you seen Kanye West walking around in this crazy mask? You could make the excuse that he's one of the most famous, recognizable people in the world, and, you know, he's doing the thing that all stars do where they throw on a ball cap or whatever and pull it down low and hope people don't spot him. But he's wearing a really weird, looking like you're a crazy person mask and walking around and meeting with people. He met with Michael Cohen at a coffee shop in New York yesterday wearing his I'm a crazy person mask.
I'm looking online now. What the heck?
Yeah, isn't that weird and creepy?
That's super weird. He looks like a mannequin.
And he announces.
Says who?
And that's the guy he's meeting with. Says who? That's who he's meeting with.
Okay.
He's meeting with Trump's fixer lawyer for some reason. Nobody's exactly sure if that's a divorce stuff or what that is. But he's seen a number of, been seen a number of places in New York in this just insane person mask. And yesterday he announced he's changing his name from Kanye West. It has been officially changed. It now is officially, legally, Ye or Ye, depending on how you pronounce it. Y-E.
Well, I'll keep that in mind in my future correspondence with Mr. West.
If you saw him coming at you with that mask, you would scream in horror. I think he might be a crazy person.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.